Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into The Success Trap by Amina H.C. Selmy. Sophie, you read this one too, right? What was your first gut reaction?
Hey there, Sam. Yeah, I did. And honestly, my first thought was, this book feels like it's been reading my diary. It's all about how the more successful we get, the more hollow we can feel. Have you ever had that moment where you hit a goal and you're just like, wait, is this it?
Oh, totally. That's the whole premise, right? We're conditioned to chase this external stuff, the corner office, the title, and the paycheck. And H.C. Selmy says that's the trap. It's not about ambition being wrong. It's about following a script that wasn't written by us.
Right. And she's really good at naming the different flavors of being trapped. She has these archetypes. There's the high achiever, the expert, the perfectionist, and the people pleaser. And I immediately saw myself in the perfectionist.
See, I'm probably the high achiever. The relentless need to prove myself. But she makes the point that it's all driven by a deeper need for love and approval. We learn as kids that if we perform well, we get rewarded.
Exactly. And that creates this insatiable loop, because the goalposts always move. So you get the promotion, and then there's a new target. You're on a hamster wheel, working harder to feel the same amount of okay.
And the book says this isn't just an individual problem. It's baked into our work culture. The hustle culture that glorifies overwork, the corporate environments that reward conformity. She argues it's a system that actually feeds on our dissatisfaction.
Which sounds really bleak, but she doesn't leave you there. The solution is to find your inner compass, that inner voice that knows what actually feels meaningful and alive underneath all the conditioning.
So it's not about quitting your job and moving to a mountain. It's about aligning what you do with that internal compass. Like, she asks these hard questions. What would you do if you weren't afraid of failing? What do you value more than recognition?
That's the shift from external validation to internal alignment. And it's really hard to do because we're so used to checking the external boxes. But she gives practical steps, like asking yourself what a good day feels like, regardless of what you accomplish.
And she talks about relationships too. The success trap is a lonely place. We start seeing people as stepping stones or competitors. She says we need to move toward a relational view, where connection is the goal, not a means to an end.
Right. And that requires vulnerability. Admitting you're struggling, asking for help, celebrating others' wins without feeling threatened. It's about building a community that supports you, not compares you.
That's so important. And then she tackles failure, which I loved. She says failure isn't the opposite of success. It's part of it. She calls it failing forward, where mistakes are just data point for growth.
That's a total mindset shift. From a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. When your self-worth isn't tied to outcomes, you're free to experiment and take risks. You can pursue things that genuinely interest you, even if they're not guaranteed to work.
And she doesn't ignore the body. I mean, we're so mental, chasing achievements. But she says the body is a source of wisdom. If you're chronically stressed, anxious, insomniac, that's a signal. She's all about rest, and play is non-negotiable, not rewards.
I think that's what really resonated with me. This idea that rest is foundational, not something you earn after a marathon of work. It's about setting boundaries, having hobbies that have no productive purpose. Just being without the pressure to do.
So it's not a quick fix. It's a process of unlearning. She's honest that it's uncomfortable. The inner critic doesn't just shut up, but she says to take small, consistent steps. Micro shifts in perspective and behavior.
And ultimately, she's redefining what a well-lived life is. Not about collecting trophies, but about cultivating internal richness. Feeling fully alive, connected, engaged in meaningful work, surrounded by love. That's the real success.
For me, the takeaway is that I need to become a success detective. Constantly questioning my own motivations. Is this action serving my authentic self, or is it just following the old script? It's a call to conscious ambition, not just blind striving.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And if you want to explore this further, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles, and you can read or listen in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So, in the end, this book is about the freedom to define success on your own terms, to live authentically, and to realize that the cage was never real. We'll see you in the next one.